Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 54, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: A Happy Life, Home Sweet Home, Juliet of Nations, and Woodman Spare That Tree. Part 5, continued. A Happy Life. How happy is he, born and taught, that serveth not another's will, whose armor is his honest thought, and simple truth his utmost skill, whose passions not his masters are, whose soul is still prepared for death, not tied unto the world with care of public fame or private breath. Sir Henry Wotton. Home Sweet Home. Home Sweet Home, by John Howard Payne, 1791 to 1852, is a poem that reaches into the heart. What is home? A place where we experience independence, safety, privacy, and where we can dispense hospitality. The family is the true unit. Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the sky seems to hallow us there, which, seek through the world, is ne'er met with elsewhere. Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. An exile from home, splendor dazzles in vain. Oh, give me my lowly thatched cottage again, the birds singing gaily that come at my call. Give me them, and the peace of mind dearer than all. Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. How sweet 'tis to sit 'neath a fond father's smile, and the cares of a mother to soothe and beguile. Let others delight mid new pleasures to roam, but give me, oh, give me, the pleasures of home. Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. To thee I'll return, overburdened with care, the heart's dearest solace will smile on me there. No more from that cottage again will I roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. John Howard Payne. From Casa Guidi Windows, Juliet of Nations. I heard last night a little child go singing 'neath Casa Guidi windows by the church. O bella liberta, O bella, stringing the same words still on notes he went in search, so high for, you concluded the upspringing of such a nimble bird to sky from perch, must leave the whole bush in a tremble green, and that the heart of Italy must beat, while such a voice had leave to rise serene twixt church and palace of a Florence street. A little child, too, who not long had been by mother's finger steadied on his feet, and still, O bella liberta, he sang. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Woodman, Spare That Tree. Woodman, Spare That Tree, by George Pope Morris, 1802 to 1864, is included in this collection because I have loved it all my life, and I never knew anyone who could or would offer a criticism upon it. Its value lies in its recognition of childhood's pleasures. Woodman, spare that tree, touch not a single bough. In youth it sheltered me, and I'll protect it now. 'Twas my forefather's hand that placed it near his cot. There, woodman, let it stand, thy axe shall harm it not. That old familiar tree, whose glory and renown are spread o'er land and sea, and wouldst thou hew it down? Woodman, forbear thy stroke, cut not its earth-bound ties. Oh, spare that aged oak, now towering to the skies. When but an idle boy I sought its grateful shade, in all their gushing joy here too my sisters played. My mother kissed me here, my father pressed my hand. Forgive this foolish tear, but let that old oak stand. My heartstrings round thee cling, close as thy bark, old friend. Here shall the wild bird sing, and still thy branches bend. Old tree, the storm still brave, and woodman leave the spot. While I've a hand to save, thy axe shall harm it not. George Pope Morris. End of section 54. Read by Kara Schallenberg on November 17th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.